Ah, just the feelings are, I can't even describe them. I just lost words just standing beside you there watching Mark and watching the lads at the cup. I was thinking, what am I going to say here? Just completely lost for words. The boys wanted it so much. And I think we were hurt after last week's game, after last week's performance. I think we kind of just put it this weekend, go out. We have nothing to lose. Couldn't play any worse. Give it our all, boys. And if it's not enough, we'll head out to gate again. But so thankfully, the raid was enough.
A totally different game compared to last week's first game, Jason, wasn't it?
I think the breeze, well, it wasn't much of a breeze there, and the two teams could play a bit more football. And I suppose it's just in a day like that there at O'Donnell Park, there's no better day to win a championship.
5 points for yourself, I'm sure you're happy with that return.
I suppose happy with first half performance. I suppose I did kind of fall away in the second half, but after we started well, I knew to get out and get on the score sheet early and get myself settled down. And thankfully, days I got there, you know, we were hitting freeze, and there might be another day none of them might go over. Thankfully today, just everything went right for us. We worked hard and the cup's coming home.
Look, from a Donegal point of view this year, it was disappointing, but I'm sure this more than makes up for Donegal not progressing in Ulster this year.
I suppose there was hurt in myself and all the rest of Donegal lads and going back to club, and I didn't play a whole lot of football, and I just, as soon as the county finished, this was my main aim, and just to top off an average year now, this is a brilliant feeling now.
Jason, congratulations, thanks for joining us. I'm joined by the Clonhilly captain, Mark Harley. Mark, congratulations, sum up your feelings for me.
Oh, thank you. I don't know, I'm lost for words. What a performance we put in there. It was unbelievable. We were like caged animals down there, and to be honest, we're probably very lucky to be here, you know. We didn't perform last week at all, and we got very lucky, you know, but we probably needed that bit of luck. Last two years in the final, we probably didn't get it, but not today. I think we thoroughly deserved that victory out there today. Every ball we fought tooth and nail for, and I think we just deserved it. I just can't believe it. I am over the moon now.
Going back to the last two finals, losing to Arua last year and losing to St Dawes 2 years ago, it takes a big effort to come back for a third time, Mark.
It does, we're in touching distance in both games and we came out the wrong side of it, but and last week, in the last 15 minutes, I thought, oh no, here we go again, another final defeat, but credit to the lads, they dug in and they really put the shoulder to the wheel, and you know, I'm delighted, and that performance there was unbelievable, you know.
Just going back to last week's game, you were 6 points down with 50 minutes to go. The goal got you back in the game. It was the total reverse today. You were 9-3 up, and the goal killed the game effectively.
Yeah, as I said, we got very lucky last week, you know, but we were probably missing that luck and before. And listen, at half time, it was the same score as last week, and we knew we came back and won, got a level last week, and we didn't want that to happen again. We knew it to stick tight, and we had to use the ball. And I thought for long periods of time, we kept it and over back, and then for that goal there down the side, it was an excellent move. We held on to it, and we were patient, and you know, and that's like we're playing up in Division 1, so we kind of maybe that stood to us, you know. But no, the goal really killed the game, and we're just kind of sawed out from then on, you know.
And how important is it to be back and playing senior football again next season?
Oh, listen, it's massive, you know. We feel like we're good enough to be there, and we've been in Division 1 this last 4 years, and people have been on our back saying, why are we not up there, why are we not up there? But I suppose league and championship are two different animals, you know, and we've probably failed the last couple of times. But no, we're up there now, and the aim is to stay up there, and I think we can hold our own, you know. If you look at what Ballyshannon done and St Hall's done, they got to 2 quarterfinals this year, so there's no reason why we can't go on and do the same next year.
And do you think playing Division 1 football was a big help in even going down the stretch today?
I think so, you know. We had that bit of composure, you know, but we always knew Dunlow were going to have a kick in them, you know, and it's more immediately harder in intermediate sometimes. You're the target all the time, you know, and teams are looking at us as to try and get one up on us. But no, I think it stood to us, you know, coming into the last 10-15 minutes. We kind of saw the game out, you know. It wasn't very good for the day to watch, but we saw it, we ground out the result, and that's what you have to do, you know.